story actually comes in a little bit too when you learn about the history of how this place was founded.
When you walk in that door, you know, you leave your old world behind and you're into a totally different reality.
This place has a lot in common with really, really good escape rooms.
So welcome everybody to episode 2, right? Episode 2 now?
Yeah.
So you might hear a rushing river and or waterfalls and or people talking in the background. So our favorite place on earth, right here in Chile in the south at the Termas Geometricas, which would be like the geometric hot springs, I guess, if you translated it. So we didn't want to skip a week because we're committing to this podcast, so we're coming to you live from here. What are we talking about this week?
First of all, why is it meaningful that we're talking about it here?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we love this place so much is because, well, first of all, it's very natural and extraordinarily beautiful, but besides that, the way that they augmented even the natural beauty here is just incredible. Every single piece of this place is so well themed. Everything goes together. I mean, the color choices, the material choices that they used to make the walkways, the way that they designed it, the natural elements that they brought in. I mean, it literally looks like you walk in the gateway here and you're in another planet or a totally different world as you come in.
This place has a lot in common with really, really good escape rooms because of a few different parts we're going to talk about, and specifically the theming. And the story actually comes in a little bit too when you learn about the history of how this place actually was kind of founded. Okay, so imagine you are a well-to-do businessman. You're buying a large pasture in the southern part of Chile. And once you have this land, all of a sudden, this mist that seems to be rising from a certain area within your property. And when you get closer and closer, you realize even though it's close to winter, it's fall, late fall, there's a lot of thriving vegetation. There's birds that seem to have migrated to this area. There's moss, and there's all sorts of incredible large plants that are thriving when most plants and most trees have all started to lose their leaves in that season. And this is something that happened about 10 years ago. A man in southern Chile discovers this incredible ravine or valley within his own land. And he starts to wonder what's actually down this. All he could see was a river. And so he asks for some people's help, and he starts building slowly and slowly, you know, meter by meter, a pathway into this river. And it's just a nice little river, but he still wonders, there's this mist that comes off it, all this vegetation that's thriving, why is it? And he soon realizes that this valley, this ravine, is actually created by a nearby volcano. And there's incredible hot flowing water from this, on the side of the valley, flowing down on the sides of the valley. Whereas on the when you get to the very end of the valley and you get to the waterfall where this river is actually coming through, it's all really frigid, cold water. But it's mixing with all this hot water that seems to be coming off the side of the mountain from the volcano.
And so, for me, it's very, very similar to when I walk into an incredibly good escape room. And some of the best ones that we've ever been to, when you walk in that door, it's the same as here. You just, you know, you leave your old world behind and you come into a totally different reality. And that's actually what he found when he walked on this land and then took it even farther, which is, you know, how escape rooms take it with the theming and the story and the props and the puzzles and, you know, feeling like you're that detective or, you know, you're that explorer or whatever it is that you are in that type of escape room. That's how it feels here when we came here. So it's just an incredible place. And so when he found that, he just, you know, basically found this paradise on his land. And then the next thing that he did was he decided to create these walkways that went all the way through it. So you would really never feel like you left this amazing valley, basically. It was the most natural thing you could possibly do within it.
It's really incredible. There's steam just coming out, and it's right in the middle of a valley. It almost seems like This is sort of like a Jurassic Park. You'd expect a pterodactyl to be flying right to the middle of the scenery here. If you go on our spicepantrypodcast.com, we can see some of the pictures here in the show notes that we'll post.
Spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. That's how we feel when we walk into an escape room. We feel like we leave the entire world behind us, everything we were doing that day, everything that week behind, and you open that door and you go into a totally different world. I mean, you don't even feel like the same person anymore. It's just an extraordinary experience. So today we're actually going to talk about the basic five elements that we feel makes up an extraordinary escape room. The theming, which is, that's what causes you to feel like that. That's what the theming of a room is what causes you to leave yourself behind and enter another world, like we did here when we walked in today.
Yep, the theming involves the art, the immersion, the sounds, the smells, the craft behind everything that you're sensing and feeling when you walk in.
So, for the first time, we actually had the opportunity to watch our friends and experience what it was like for them to go through an escape room. We'll let you hear a little bit of their experience here.
We found the combination in the backpack. We found a note that said 1. It was really fun, a little crazy because there were so many letters and numbers. I was going crazy because I didn't know if it was a 2 or an A.
And the reason that we were able to hear that ourselves is because we actually made our very first escape room last week.
Yes. So we wanted to understand more of these individual aspects of escape room. When you go to an escape room, you're just going to experience it, you're going to have fun, and you're going to, really understand this new type of live interactive puzzle experience. Creating it yourself is a whole different kind of adventure, and so we got a little taste of it when we did it twice for our friends and family in Chile for a very special occasion.
Yeah, we had an ulterior motive for making the escape room, but it was still really fun making it. So we had a little bit of a non-traditional type of engagement. We didn't really want to do the, you know, diamond ring on one knee kind of a thing. We wanted something really unique and special. And so since Ashok is from Indian culture, it's a really big deal to actually do an engagement ceremony in Indian culture. And so that was something that really similar to like you would announce a wedding in Western culture. That's something that we needed to announce to everyone that was coming up so they could get ready and prepare and travel to there if they wanted to go. So we were thinking what would be a cool way to let our friends and family know about it. And that was actually the surprise at the end of their escape room.
Yeah, so a lot of escape rooms, and this is one of the other elements you'll find, is you either escape out of the room or you complete an objective. And so our objective in this case was once they got through it, they would discover the invitation and see that. We also, another major element of escape rooms is obviously the story. And so when we created this experience, we crafted a very simplistic, but yet it's still a story of why they were all coming to our living room, why there was actually things that they needed to find, and the reason behind why they would end up finding what they ended up finding. And so they're always engaged, and it was very fascinating to us too, because it's a big surprise. It was a big surprise, I mean, that we wanted to announce anyways, and it was a big surprise once they finally got to the end of it. And we can actually hear that when they are actually reading the last object they found in the escape room, which is the invitation itself, and they were reading it, and they were excited, exhilarated they'd even gotten that far, and then they were actually, you know, happy and excited and about the fact that the engagement was happening in general. And so it was kind of a double kind of thing. We were saying congratulations to them, and they were saying congratulations to us.
So if you were keeping up, we just touched a little bit upon three of the first really important elements of a successful escape room. So to recap, the first one, and I think probably the most important one, is the theming. So like Ashok was saying, you know, everything that pulls you into a different world, that gets you out of the place that you were in when you walked into that room and then transports you into another reality. That's the first thing. A really, really good escape room is going to make you feel like you're in whatever world that is. Then the second one that we just touched on a little bit is the story. So, you know, like he was saying, why are you there? What is going on? What is the backstory, basically, for right leading up to this moment that you walked in that door? And then the third one, again, to summarize, is the mission, the objective. If you have a really strong objective, it makes it a lot more fun It also helps you to know when you're getting close to the end. So in our case, it was finding the invitation, but some of the best ones that we've seen, I won't give it away too much or even tell you what city it was in, but one of the escape rooms that we went to had a specific element that you basically carried with you throughout the entire room, and you had to add things to it and configure it and get it ready, and that was actually the element that you were going to use to save the world at the end of it. And you knew that, and you could see as it was coming together that you were getting closer, and that leads even more to these feelings of adrenaline and exhilaration.
Yeah. That's what we kind of want to get to. I mean, the reason why escape rooms are so incredible, and they're going to go beyond what mini golf and laser tag has been to certain touristy areas, they're going to end up changing the way we understand and think about entertainment in general. Very similar to how movies change the way we actually consume different kinds of forms of entertainment, this is going to change the way in which we interact. So actually, our next episode is going to be all about this. What is it about escape rooms that is so engaging? Like, what is even the science? Like, what are if you can believe it, there's been studies now done on groups going into escape rooms and what's happening inside their brains. Mm-hmm. Like, what chemicals are being released? Like, what's actually happening? What's happiness on a fundamental level? Like, what is it about escape room? What is it about game design? What is it about all these different aspects that escape rooms bring together that just makes us absolutely love the experience when we get out of them, regardless a lot of times of even the quality of it?
I feel like every time that we've gone, I think every time we've gone with a different group of people, one trend that I've noticed at the end is that you almost need a debriefing session. Like, there's so many things that go around in your brain, and, you know, so much of the pieces of the story and the elements that came together that you just want to talk through it. And every single time, I feel like we've been with groups and we've talked through it for like an hour afterwards. And even the same thing when we made our own, you know, we spent about 45 minutes at the end because they were all asking, oh, you know, how did this go together? And then somebody else had found a different clue, and then, you know, they matched it with that, and then how they got through it. And then if we had had a stronger story, it would have been like that too, you know, like, oh, well, what happened after that, you know, to the spy or to the whoever it was that you were trying to catch or run away from or whatever you're doing. But it's incredible because when you do a really good escape room, those pieces that everyone works on together just come together, and then it's almost like a shared euphoric experience that everybody does at the same time. And so you kind of need one of those debriefings to get through it afterwards.
Okay, so last week we gave you a challenge to actually go and do an escape room. So we hope that some of you actually went and did them. Now, the challenge this week that we want to give you is there's so many different kinds of escape rooms. And we talked about so many things that make up a great escape room, different elements that could be a part of them. And so what we want you to do is you might have looked at escape rooms in your own city, but now we actually want you to find escape rooms in other cities. And just go to their websites, browse what kind of rooms they have, just read their descriptions, because it's similar as you nowadays might go to a Rotten Tomatoes or a Flixster and look at, oh, the recent movies that are coming out in the synopsis. Because so many of these rooms are building custom experiences, custom stories, custom themes, and you can start to get a grasp of, like, what are some of the ideas that other cities, these other creators of escape rooms are actually coming up with, and maybe you'll actually find some that actually inspire you, and you start to realize that there's other kinds of stories, that ones that you might even be interested in, you know, experiencing one.
One thing that I thought was absolutely incredible is that when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with the Goosebumps series by R.L. Stine. And we are about to go to Brazil in a couple of weeks, and we were looking for escape rooms there. And actually, one of the ones in Sao Paulo, they partnered with the movie studio to create a Goosebumps-themed room. And I mean, the sky is just endless with the possibilities here, because if you have a high-budget production essentially mixed with an escape room, I mean, I just had my mouth open. I was so amazed at what they even were able to do with the promotional video of that. So I know Goosebumps might not be everyone's thing, but it was mine, and I was pretty excited. So
And so that's our challenge to you. And if you go to spicepantrypodcast.com, you can see links to this, the trailer, actually. Mm-hmm. So we just talked about the Goosebumps room. There's actually a 2-minute trailer for the Sao Paulo room, which is incredible. And then you'll also see a link to an article about a science study that we will go into more detail in our next episode.
Yep.
Episode 3.
Coming soon. 2 weeks.
Okay, turn it off. Your hand, finger.
My hands are more dry than yours. Hold on.
Video blog.
podcast.